You're listening to the PBE Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the feed on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Anchor, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. You don't want to miss any great audio content from the Pro Baseball Experience. Now let's get on with today's show.
Welcome to Chilling in Right Field. Yeah, the last episode actually wasn't that long ago. I've been fairly efficient with it. I guess it's been about a month. nearly a month. I think it's the 16th today of October. Yeah, the 16th. So it's been nearly a month. It was the 23rd. It was the last episode. I just looked. So I think that maybe, I don't know if that's the full entire season. I think the season was going on. It had to have been. The season was going on still there. So like this season, I think it may have been second week or first week when I made that episode. I don't know. It was just the World Series yesterday. I usually don't get to make them right after like the playoffs like this. This is kind of the first time I've gotten a chance to make an episode right after the World Series has happened. Unfortunately, the Firehawks obviously made it to World Series, but we came up short to the Dillos. I'm kind of disappointed that I'm not on that team anymore, obviously, because I've won back-to-back World Series. I've kind of made that a bit of a tweet I've got going out tomorrow, when I'm recording this. I've got kind of a, tying it into kind of, like Dan King Sr. and stuff like that. I made a bit of a joke about it, in the tweet that's going out tomorrow, for the Dan King Jr. account. It's kind of funny how it's been like it just seems like I just can't win against my former teams. Like it was the Makos before, when I was with the Vandals with Dan King Sr. And then now it's the Dillos, mainly in the playoffs with the Dillos. I think in the regular season it's okay. It was more the Makos in the regular season where it was the issue, but I feel like the Dillos has been the playoffs mainly, because it's not really like quite like the it's not how like how it was with the Makos in the regular season, because we like just could not beat them. That was how it was, even though they weren't that the best team the majority of the time we played them. I think pretty much every time we played them, I think they've made the playoffs, but yeah, they haven't. The Makos, I feel like, haven't been the best team. I don't know if there's really been a season where they've been the best team or not. I don't know. Maybe not. I can't remember all the season, but I know, like, for the most part, usually when you're playing them, they weren't really the best team. They're okay, but they just weren't. They weren't a team we should be losing to every single time. That was pretty much. That's what I'm trying to say. They weren't at that level where like they're such a difficult team that we can't beat them. no matter what, there shouldn't be any team where you can't. Like I think we would take maybe one game from the series the majority of the time from them, which shouldn't be the case with the team. Because, yeah, they were not a team that was at that level of good to make it so we, like, can never beat them in a series. Yeah. Yeah, like, they were basically, like, the Sloths, pretty much, against us. But against everyone else, they were not. That was how it was. So, yeah. I mean, even the Sloths, we would beat the Sloths like that, too. But they were just, like, they were basically an unbeatable team against us, but against everyone else, they were not. it was just weird. It was weird, and it's kind of come in, not really at the same level with the Dillos, but just in the playoffs, it's kind of been like that. Like, we just can't beat them. I think the last series we played against them last season, because we played against them in the playoffs last season, too. That was in the second round, I believe it was. That was a 7-game series. This one, it was like a four game series, I think. Or no, I guess, yeah, four game series, I believe. I think so, yeah. Because I think it was 3-1, either 3, 4, or 5 game series. I don't exactly remember if you got to win. I don't know if it's best out of three or best out of four. I can't remember, but whichever one it is, it was either a 4 or 5 game series. There was only, yeah, so we only won one game. And, yeah, they won every other one. So, yeah, but we'll see. We'll be back next year, obviously. Yeah, we'll be back next year, and we'll see what we can do. Yeah, speaking of next year, I actually have hit the minors TP cap. I hit it last week, or I guess this week's, the update that just went through, I guess today, actually. Yeah, I guess it's going to be going through today. I don't know if it's official yet, but I'm past the minors TP cap. So, yeah, which was a really bad timing. yeah, it was really bad timing that it happened because the new archetypes are coming into play. You can get the new archetype. I don't exactly remember. I think there's a pretty decent, like, this is the first, today is the first day you can do new archetype updates and stuff like that. So I think you have the entire off season pretty much, or almost the entire off. I think it's up until a regression week. So I think there's like a week or two you can do it. So it might be this week and next week, actually. Because the off season. I think this off season is extended. I think it's because of the new archetypes going through, so there's like more time to get everyone switched over. But yeah, so yeah, it does kind of suck. I'm a little bit disappointed about it, obviously. It makes sense why it's being done, but I feel like for me personally, kind of like the selfish reason is I just recreated like 2 seasons ago. This is my second season, and I wish I would have been creating when they were switching over instead of creating when I did, because I didn't know it was going to be this soon. Yeah, because I knew it was going to be talked about. Like, I knew it was being talked about around the time I retired. That was when it was, yeah, I think it was like a season or two before I retired, and it was starting to get talked about. Like, I'm switching to OTP 23, I believe it is, or 24. I don't exactly remember. I don't remember which game it was. OTP is like a, it's not, the years aren't the same as like normal sports games. It's usually like a year ahead of that. So I think it's 24, could be 23. I don't exactly know. Yeah, I don't exactly remember what game it is, but but they're switching over there, so all the archetypes are changing. Everyone's got to change their archetypes, obviously, because they're different archetypes. They're different, obviously, since the game's switching over. It's gonna be like a huge update, so I'm not looking forward to having to do it, but yeah, I'm probably gonna do it this week though, so I'm just done with it. And probably gotta go in the updater for this update. I don't necessarily use the updater usually, because I'd like to do updates on my phone instead of my computer. That's pretty much how it is. So, but I got to use the updater this time around. So it's kind of like regression, which with me, a big reason why I wanted to retire is because I didn't want to deal with the regression anymore. because it's just like, it's not even really like the effects of regression. The effects of regression suck too. But it was more just like the actual having to do regression. It was the annoying part. Yeah, that part definitely really sucks when you get close to the, when you're starting to get your, when your player's getting old, is having to do regression every, like the week. Yeah, having to get regression in the week before spring training. Yeah, that's annoying for sure. I think it was the week before spring training, somewhere around there. Yeah, I don't think it was before the beginning of the season. I think it was the week before spring training. So, yeah, you had to get it in by that. You could do it before that, but yeah, you had to do it by the week before spring training, like, or by the week of spring training. Yeah, you could do it by the week of spring training. So yeah. Yeah, so this is kind of like an update like that. So yeah, not gonna be fun to do, but it honestly, the update of doing stuff in the update really isn't too bad. Like, that's how it is. So I'm just kind of making it, it's not that bad because the updater makes it very easy. Yeah, it's definitely good there is the updater, because if there wasn't, these huge updates like this and regression would suck even more. So yeah, but it takes like a few minutes. It's not bad at all. You just put in the stuff you gotta put into the up there, usually like your TPE and how much TPE you have and stuff for the amount of TPE you earn for the update and all the stuff. And yeah, you just put everything in there and then it does it for you pretty much. So yeah, very easy. Makes it very easy. So yeah, I mean, most people probably update that way too. So I'm guessing most people probably have used it before. And yeah, it definitely makes stuff really easy. I just don't like to use it that often because I like using, I just use my phone more than my computer. So I usually just update, I just usually not use the updater and just update on my own and do the math and stuff like that. So yeah, I've gotten to a point where that's, I mean, I'm sure when I was first doing it, it would have been really annoying for the updaters, but I've done it for so long now that, like, I usually don't make any mistakes at this point, because I just, I double check and stuff like that, so, yeah, but I don't really recommend doing it the way I do it, but, yeah, that's just the way I like to do it instead of, because I don't want to go on my computer to do updates. That's really just how it is. I would just rather do it on my phone because I'm already on there. But yeah, that's a little secret into how I do my updates, I guess. I guess not secret, but just how I do my updates. But yeah, I haven't even talked about the season at all. I've talked about the playoffs, but yeah. So I feel like the home run numbers for Dan King Jr. have just not really been at the same level as Dan King Sr. Even with like the minor leagues. It's not really about that. I'm doing more of like a development type thing this time around. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I'm doing more of like a using my TP wisely than just putting it into one thing, which I feel like I did a lot more of the first time around. So yeah, like my home run totals have not been anywhere. They've not been at the same level of Dan King Sr. in the minors for the seasons. So, yeah, like I think the first season with him, I got like 15. I got less than that. I didn't even get 15 this year. I only got 10. But I feel like the other numbers have been good. That's how it is. Like, home run numbers have been down, but I feel like a lot of the other numbers maybe line up more. I don't know. But yeah, as I said, I'm kind of just more like doing a balance. I'm kind of just doing a balance build right now. Instead of just doing like one thing. So yeah, I think the first time around, I basically just did like the BIP and, or BABIP. And I guess I did kind of do that. But I know kind of more of what I'm doing. Before, it was kind of just like, I was getting like build advice and stuff like that, and just like alternating where I put stuff in, TPE, and then I didn't have as much TPE as well. I'm earning a lot more TPE this time around as well, so there's more I can do. And yeah, I feel like I'm just doing it differently. I don't know. I kind of was doing it the same way, But I feel like I'm doing it a bit differently. I think it's mainly just more TP, honestly. But yeah, so and I mean, now with updates, it's pretty much just banking. Like, I'm gonna do this update. I had to keep track of how much TP I could spend with this last time since I decided to bank everything. So I had to keep a little. I keep track of the TP that I was able to spend because I have two currently. I currently have two TP that is, like, I was two over the cap. So I've got two TP that I can't use until I get to the big leagues right now. So that was one of the things I was saying, like, bad timing. That's what one thing I was trying to say is I got to the cap the week before this. And, yeah, to bank it, to make it easier for the updaters, so I don't have to do that. So it makes it easier for them, so I don't have to put TP into the old build, and then just redo it again. So, yeah. For the new archetypes, I was kind of looking in a balanced based on kind of what I was doing. I feel like the one I had before, the Freak or something like that. I don't exactly remember what the archetype I had was called, but I think it's the Freak or the Streak. I think it was the Freak. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, Balance was kind of the most similar, I feel like, in a way. It was kind of like a mixture of Balance and Power, I feel like, the one I had. I think Balance is probably more similar to it, though. Power, the thing with Power is it's like, if you go Power, you're pretty much a first base / DH, because everything is just, like, everything other than Power, I think, was just pretty low. Like, it was mainly Power, that's mainly, like, a Power build. Like, a lot of these ones are more, like, specializing in one. I feel like it's like the biggest change. Most of them, I could be wrong, but just from what I saw, like, it seemed like they're mainly, like, specializing in one thing, as opposed to how they used to be, where they're more, like, a bit more balanced. Some definitely were more, like, specializing in one thing than the others, but I feel like, for the most part, these ones are a lot more, like, specialized to one thing, one or two things. So, yeah, that was definitely something I've noticed these ones. So, yeah, I'm not, I think I was going with balanced. I'll probably look at them again before I pick one. But yeah. See, I think with that, I don't think I'm gonna fully, like, read off my stats or anything like that this time around. But excited to see where the future takes me. I may have another season of minors in the bag. I honestly would be surprised, because I've got no defense right now. I kind of could use some time to bank up TP, I feel like. But I don't know, if the Vandals need me, if the Vandals say they need me, I wouldn't mind. I definitely would not complain about going there either. So, whatever. It's not up to me. Whatever happens, happens, and I'm fine with it. I'll be fine either way. I'll be fine to bank up some TP. Season of bank and TP, I would also be fine going to the Vandals. I really wouldn't be surprised if I'm just going to be banking TP for a season, I'd be completely fine with that too, just because of where I currently am. I definitely could probably use some TP banking, because I guess my build's going to change, actually, because of the new archetypes. But yeah, I didn't have anything in the defense, really. So it's gonna be rough when I get to the it's gonna be rough when I get to the big leagues, unless I change that. But I don't think I was going to. I guess it could be a little bit different with a new build. It could be a bit different with a new build potentially. But I don't know, we'll see. So yeah, but I think that's going to be it for this episode. If you enjoyed it and you never miss a future episode, make sure to follow me on here on your preferred podcast platform. I should be back at some point. I don't know when I will. I don't know when the next episode will be, but hopefully it's sometime soon. Probably not next season, because I don't really have anything else to say until next season, honestly. But yeah, definitely exciting that I've capped, that I'm at minors cap. Should be going to the big leagues fairly soon. I mean, if it's not this season, probably going to be next season. I would guess. So, yeah, I mean, maybe not. Depends on what the Vandals want to do. But, yeah, definitely fairly close there. I mean, the most you can get to is 5 minor season. I kind of told them I don't really want to do that. So, probably going to be a season or two. So I'm there, I would guess. So, yeah, more likely probably a season. Cause since I'm at cap already, I don't think I'll be sitting in there for a 4th season, honestly. Yeah, I think it's probably safe to say it'll be like 3 seasons, maybe max. I don't know. I don't think I did go 4 seasons the first time around, but that was mainly because I didn't earn much TP, and it was more of the team didn't really have as much of a need. Yeah, they looked at me. They weren't really looking at me as like a main priority to bring up. So, yeah, that was part of it. So, yeah, that's why I ended up getting traded and stuff like that, obviously. So, yeah, this time around, I feel like it's a bit different. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Whatever happens, happens. And, yeah, I'm down to do whatever will help the team in the long run. So, yeah, that's kind of my mentality about it. I'll do whatever I have to, I'll do what's best for the team. And, yeah, that's, yeah, maybe not best for the minors team. I don't know. maybe not. I mean, obviously when you get called up, it's not necessarily the best for the minors team in ways, because you're getting called up and you may be one of the people with the most TP on the team. But I mean, that's part of it. That's that's how it is. It's just the unfortunate thing about minor leagues is players have to get called up sometimes. Players get called up. And it's unfortunate, but it's kind of just the way it goes. So yeah, I don't really know how I'm saying this stuff. I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty known fact. I don't really know how I'm saying it, but I guess I am. So I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you are not yet a member of PBE and would like to learn more, visit us online at www.probaseballexperience.com. JCINK.net